So I'm at the Digital Lifestyles event and on Saturday the 22nd of September. And I've just been talking to John Alexander.
That's right.
John, you've driven up from Telford
to come here
today. What are some of these things that you've brought with you today that you've got?
We've got several items here. Right. One of which is the actual Raspberry Pi itself. And we produce basically cases for the Raspberry Pi. Right.
We spent a bit of time before talking about the Pi Arduino.
Yes.
So this is like an expansion board that you've designed for the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, this is basically another thing we're considering at the moment. And it's a plain board being actually routed on a small CNC machine. Right.
So at the moment I'm looking at it, it's right next to an Arduino. It looks very similar to an Arduino.
It's almost exactly the same layout as an Arduino, and we'll actually take
the Arduino shields,
the majority of them, not absolutely everyone.
But it's got another area on here with, there's lots of pads and tracks and things, so is that something, an area you can expand things on?
We decided we wanted to do some of our own custom electronics, and we weren't quite sure what we was going to do at that point. And I thought, well, I'm sure I'm not going to be the only one once the actual Raspberry Pi comes out, because this was back in December, before there was actually a Raspberry Pi. And we decided we'd produce everything very generic, but we didn't make any real decisions until the right last moment. And we decided, well, just basically stick a large area where we can stick components we want or make changes at the last minute.
To make something like this, a circuit board from a copper-clad board and all these things here I'm seeing, you must have quite a lot of access to a lot of kit to be able to do this thing, like things like 3D printers and routers.
This model spaceship here and the cases are all laser cut, right? And we do have a laser cutter. And
where do you keep one of these?
we're keeping this one hopefully in the shed, but at the moment it's currently sitting in my kitchen.
So you've actually got a laser printer in your kitchen.
Laser cutter, a laser print and laser 3D laser as well.
Right.
3D laser, 3D cutter, 3D. That's it. 3D printer.
You've got a 3D printer.
And a 3D printer, a very small one, which really doesn't really get much seeing to. But
A laser cutter and a router.
But
a kettle and toaster as well. All in the kitchen.
Just about. Even a fridge.
Yeah. So the thing with this, you've called this Piduino.
Yes.
And you're sort of expecting that people are going to interface this with their Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
To be able to program it.
Yeah.
But then, would there be a situation where they would disconnect it from the Raspberry Pi and leave it on its own to do
this? It'll work just like an old Raspberry Pi and a normal Arduino and actually operate fully independently of it.
But the two can work together as well.
All together. Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of the projects you see here, they're actually working fully separate and as independent of the actual Raspberry Pi itself. But we can actually program them using the Arduino environment on the Pi, which we can see later. And but most of the time, we keep them independent. But the possibility with the Piduino is that because the provision with the standard GPIO connector, we can just basically stick that in there, right, and make a permanent job if we wanted to, say, release something or wanted to keep it more tight. And
so some of these items that you've brought with you today, you actually sell them if people want to buy them, is that right?
That's right, yes.
How can somebody look at them? Is there like a website online or a place that they can go and buy them?
If you look on on YouTube initially, if you go onto YouTube, and that's on blog 101.
So it'd be youtube.com.
It's YouTube. 101 blog. That's 101 blog. 101 blog. It's the username 101 blog.
Okay.
And you'll see basically
demonstration videos,
how to build videos, a few sort of technical videos on the actual Raspberry Pi itself, Arduino videos, some nice ones with some other characters with a helicopter, quadricopter, and some of our other things, such as this little model spaceship here, which we've got flashing away.
So what happens next, John? What's the future?
What's the future? I think more work on the Pi itself, more actual projects with the Pi, some interfacing with some weather stations, etc., and some of the actual more fun model stuff with such as this spacecraft. So,
and are you hoping to develop the Piedwino in any way, or is that the like the last version that we're going to see?
If I get any response, which I hope I do, then we would go towards the Pi. But we also have a sort of, as I say previously, a more advanced version, but for very specific users, and that may well be of more interest to us.
Sure.
For some of our projects.
Well, thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much. Okay.